This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA has finalized specialty crop assistance program details. We'll have more right after this.
Every county fair has that special person or family. They are there before the gates open and long after the lights go out, helping families with projects and pitching in wherever they're needed, never asking for recognition. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, along with Wiffles Hybrids, is honoring them with the Heart of the County Fair Award. Six winners will be recognized locally and at the Iowa State Fair with a plaque, cash prize, VIP passes, and food coupons. Don't delay. Nominations are due June 1st. Visit iowaagnet.com to nominate today.
The USDA announced it has finalized the Assistance for Specialty Crop Farmers program announced late last year. Danny Munch, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, said the funds are part of the USDA's broader Farm Bridge Assistance Program.
So the Assistance for Specialty Crops Farmers program provides $1.625 billion in one-time economic assistance to fruit, vegetable, and tree nut growers. The goal is to help offset some of the financial pressures specialty crop farmers have faced from rising labor, production, and interest expenses, and growing import competition.
The assistance is available to farmers who planted specialty crops in 2025 and reported those acres to the Farm Service Agency.
Eligible crops generally include fruits, vegetables, and tree nuts, though there are some exceptions. Floriculture, nursery crops, herbs, hops, and several other horticultural crops are excluded. Additionally, if crops are grown entirely in controlled environments, such as greenhouses or hoop houses, they are not eligible except for mushrooms.
Munch said the USDA is already preparing pre-filled applications for eligible farmers.
Farmers can access those applications online starting June 1st, or they can visit their local FSA office beginning June 8th with the application deadline on August 7th. And it's just important to note that this is a bridge assistance program and does not make farmers whole. For many growers, it will assist with cash flow.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and much more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, sign up for our daily e-newsletter. That way, you can get our five ag news stories conveniently delivered to your email inbox every day. You can also find our free morning, midday, and closing market podcasts, as well as the Iowa Ag Matters podcast and Pod's Potential, by visiting the podcast tab. For the World of Agriculture, here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.